have to say I've always aspired to be the Corporation of London, and that remains my aspiration. I hope so. I'm delighted that Professor Christopherson neatly changed the topic from do cities create jobs to how do cities, or how does New York create jobs. And as someone who has spent most of my career as a practitioner, not an academic, in the field of economic development, I'd like to think that actually city government or state government or government generally, as opposed to the organism that we think of as the city with millions and millions of individual actions, actually does create jobs. And but I think that there are nagging bits of evidence that that are quite sobering, really, that government has a very limited, as Professor Christopherson also underscored, role in creating jobs, at least at the city, and I would submit at even the state and regional level. One merely has to look at the facts and comparisons between New York and London that Tony Travers presented, and the work that Tony and Rosemary Scanlon did comparing London and New York's economy, to see how similar these economies are to the point of actually having their business cycles work in tandem, to recognize that the powerful forces of globalization have much, much more impact on how cities, even cities as important and global as New York and London, are on job creation and on job cycles than political systems do. And I would submit, until recently, actually, London didn't even have a political system. But in fact, the economies of both cities really work in tandem. Now, having said that, I think that there are clearly areas where government and local government can have an impact on job creation. I recall a study about 12 years ago that the local utility here in New York, Con Edison, underwrote, that Mitchell Moss, if he's still here, was very actively involved in, which took a very interesting look not at government inputs but at proposed outputs. What would happen, for example, if educational levels throughout the city were raised one full grade? What would happen if taxes in New York were lowered to national levels, which would represent quite a significant reduction in local taxes? What would happen in those days, in the early 90s, when New York's crime was quite serious, if crime in New York was reduced to the national level? And in fact, the results, although there certainly were some methodological problems with the study, the results indicated that none of these extremely powerful outcomes would move the needle on job creation one bit, that the real impact on job creation results from investments which improve private sector productivity. And I think that fairly clearly the kinds of investments that government can make are infrastructure investments and service delivery. There's no question that New York has, which we haven't talked about at all, New York has reduced crime not just to the national average, but well, well below the national average, and that has had a profound impact on life in New York, and I submit job creation in New York as well. And there certainly are some place-based interventions that New York has made over the years, perhaps most significantly Times Square, which has changed the image of New York as well as the reality of it, so that tourism has become the very, very powerful industry that it has. As Professor Christopherson noted, there really, for all of the health of New York today, and I do believe it's as healthy as I can ever remember it, it still is losing market share in even its core industries, and it is losing employment in its most vibrant industries, And we are moving towards self-employment, although I would submit, and I think this is an area worthy of study by many academics in the room, that there is a shadow employment in both New York and, I dare say, in other major cities that is not accounted for, that most large enterprises in New York have, with thousands of employees, have a significant percentage of their workforce that is really are really technically listed as consultants, but actually part of the employment base and are counted as self-employed when they really, really are part of the workforce generally. Finally, I would like to just throw out an issue, which I hope Professor Zupin now or later will comment on, with respect to work versus housing. And Professor Christofferson mentioned it in terms of affordable housing, but there's also an issue of how housing places and work relate to each other. We all, most of us, myself included, believe that for a city to function well, it ought to be a 24/7 community, and that the closer people live to where they work, the better a city functions and the healthier it is. That's, I think, true to some extent, but there is also examples where housing tends to overwhelm work. Soho, for all of its success, is one, I think, a good example of that, and there may be others. And I'll stop there.